When the bird about that order and most wonderful Navini Mahasera, that then all the most wonderful Mahasangha, the old Tilmanu and all Bhikkhunis and all devotees. Now our program, you understand that we forward our questions and our most wonderful power shadows, they will answer that equivalent shadows practice. And this answer, actually, I am not much qualified for translating these things, but I try maximum what I can. So if I done any wrong, please forgive me. So basically, with this Dhamma, go through in single language, but for English foreigners also can understand shadows, English strokes. So we like to explain what I told, that in single, our most venerable shadow gives his Dhamma talk after 14 months. 14 months shadow was in seclusion. So this is first discussion what with shadow. So shadows had this seclusion. By this seclusion power, may shadow live 100 years to support sasana and fulfill shadow all good aspirations but shadow expects in this sasana. Can you explain how to develop Dhammanupasana through Anapanasati meditation? Understand, Bhante?
You must try to understand what is Dhammanupasana. In Dhammanupasana session, Buddha taught 5 sessions. In Dhammanupasana contemplation, there are 5 sessions. Number 1, Nivarana session. In Nivarana session, Buddha explains 5 types of hindrances. Second session is Bhujanga session. In Bhujanga session, Buddha explains 7 types of Bhujanga. Another session is 5 Mandala session. In that session, Buddha explains 5 aggregates, how you should try to contemplate 5 aggregates by way of Dhammanupasana contemplation. This another session is 12 Ayana Madha session. In that session, Buddha explains 12 types of Ayanas. How to contemplate these 12 types of Ayanas in detail, Buddha explains in that session. Another session is 4 Noble Truths session. What are 4 Noble Truths? Noble Truths of suffering, dukkha, siddha. Noble Truths of the origin of suffering, samudaya, siddha. Noble Truths of the cessation of suffering, nirodha, siddha. And the Noble Truths of the practice leading to the cessation of suffering, dukkha, nirodha, gamini, paribhata, kriya, siddha, or mega siddha. These 4 noble truths are explained in 4 noble truth sessions. So you should try to understand this is very wide contemplation. How you should go to through Anabana, through the Dhammanupasana is stage by stage we must explain, but there will be no enough time. First you must try Anabana meditation systematically up to fourth jhana. Fourth jhana means when you are practicing Anabana, when your concentration becomes divine and divine, your breath will become nimeja. What is nimeja? Nimeja is inside of concentration. Inside of concentration means when your concentration develops deeper and deeper, Then we made that way appear. Because of this meaning, we also announced that your concentration becomes deep. Because of this reason, this nimitta is sign of concentration. But another explanation is the cause of concentration. What is the meaning? If you can concentrate on your nimitta, then your concentration also will become deeper and deeper up to jhana state. This jhana state, this anapana nimitta as object. Because of this reason, this nimitta is, according to Bhutana, this is aramana cause, objective condition. This nimitta is beneficial for your deeper and deeper concentration. If you can concentrate on your natural breath, your concentration cannot begin deeper and deeper. But if you can concentrate on your nimitta, then your concentration will begin deeper and deeper up to jhana state. You can practice this jhana systematically up to fourth jhana. In every city, you must re-establish this jhana concentration. This jhana concentration produces a strong and powerful light. This light is called the light of wisdom. So, because of this reason, this nimitta is also called the cause of jhana concentration. When your concentration becomes deeper and deeper, the nimitta also will become brighter and brighter. Other than that, your light of wisdom will become very bright, very radiant. Other than that, you should image your fourth jhana concentration. Then you must try to contemplate four elements meditation systematically. Then you will see kalapas. When you see kalapas, you must analyze this kalapas. Then you will understand ultimate materiality. After that, you should try to understand ultimate mentality. There are two types of ultimate mentality. In your materiality, there are six types of objects, such as color, sound, smell, taste, tangible objects, and the dhamma objects. Dhamma objects are except color, sound, smell, taste, tangible objects. The other remaining 21 types of materialities are called dhamma objects. Taking these six types of objects, there are six types of cognitive process, such as endocognitive process, iadocognitive process, nosocognitive process, tangdocognitive process, bodhidocognitive process, and mindocognitive process. These cognitive processes are called Impali Niti. You should try to understand in every mind movement there are associated different types of mental patterns. This mind consciousness and associated mental patterns are called nama mentality. You must discern this mentality. You should discern ultimate materiality as well as ultimate mentality. Ultimate materiality is mental aggregate. Ultimate mentalities are feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness aggregate. Altogether, there are five aggregates. These five aggregates, in other words, become five differences. In other words, they become seven enlightenment patterns, they are also same. How they are same, we must explain in detail, but there is no enough time. Then these five aggregates become 12 ayanas, 12 bhejas. Again, these five aggregates are the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, etc. After that, there is the anima, mentality, materiality, both internally and externally. You must continue to discern their causes, dependent origination. Independent origination is Sumunya Sita, the origin of the noble truth of suffering. These dukkha centers, the most five aggregates and dependent origination patterns are the object of vipassana. If you practice these are called formations. These formations are the object of vipassana. Sankhara and formations are sankhara. These sankharas are the object of vipassana. You must contemplate them as anicca, dukkha and anatta, because they are embodiment in suffering and samsara. When you are contemplating systematically these formations as anicca, dukkha, anatta, one day depending on your previous parami as well as present parami, you may realize nibbana. That nibbana is the noble truth of the cessation of suffering. While practicing vipassana, they are also noble eightfold paths. Samadhi, penetrating nature, dukkha, nature, another nature of these formations, dukkha siddha tamas and smunya siddha tamas. This is also samadhi. Application of the mind to the nature, dukkha, nature, and the nature of these formations is called samasankappa, right thinking or right thought. Trying to understand the nature, dukkha, nature, and the nature of these formations is called samavayama, right thought. Mindfulness of this nature, dukkha, nature, another nature of these formations is called samasati, right mindfulness. Trying to understand this nature, dukkha, nature, another nature of these formations is called samavayama, right tapa. Altogether, there are five noble paths. When you are practicing vipassana, before you are practicing, you already observe sila. Purification of your sila is samavacha, right speech, samakamanda, right action, samajiva, right livelihood. Altogether, they are noble eightfold paths. When these noble eightfold paths become powerful one day, you may realize nibbana. When you are realizing nibbana, at the time there are also noble eightfold paths. These noble eightfold paths are mundane noble eightfold paths. They are supramundane noble eightfold paths. Realizing nibbana is samadhi. Application of the mind to the nibbana object is samasankappa. Mindfulness of the effort to realize nibbana is samavayama. Mindfulness of the nibbana object is samasati. Concentration of the nibbana object is samasamadhi. Altogether, there are five noble paths. You want samadhi, this is called the wisdom faculty of your path knowledge. That samadhi will destroy the violence which will be indulged not to samasankapa, samakamanda, samavacha, samakamanda, and samajiva. So, this samavacha, samakamanda, samajiva, three morality trainings are associated with your path knowledge. So altogether they are noble eightfold path. His body looked equal but Subramanian looked equal but all. He practiced leading to the cessation of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha Gamini Patipada Ariya Satya. If you realize this Kunubha truth, we can say you also realize.